Welcome aboard to Tidbits Pod. Do you know the name of the gold that hasn't been taken out of the ground yet? Never mind. All right, chums, Jack Tidball here, back again for a third instalment. July the 7th continues to be upon us, and may this be the last July the 7th of 2026. I hope you continue to be well, and yeah, welcome to the first Tidbits Pod triple record, I think. And you know what? I think I might just release these all together again for the ratios. And two, maybe the tone is a little bit different between them all. So, yeah, why the hell not? So, yeah, if you're one of the people that's listening newest to oldest, just so you know, you might have just missed a couple. And, of course, change your ways, because that's a weird way to do it. But, yeah, in this one, I want to do like a little halfway through the year check in. We'll look at some Tidbits Pod stats that I've discovered, and then yeah, I want to share details of a nice little hike that I did recently as well. Went to a place called Huayanshan, the Fire Mountain. So yeah, if the sound of that revs your engine, stick around. And yeah, how's that for a hook? But first, let's get into some Tidbits Pod stats. I use a thing called Audio Boom to make these, and I didn't realize you can go into like real analytics and shit. It's mental, actually, maybe a bit intrusive, but luckily there's enough to not dox anybody or whatever. But did you know, fun fact, that 72.94% of you're listening from a computer? Are you like doing work at the same time? I don't know. I think that would be a bit strange to me. But, and are you just playing it loud as well and not through headphones? Am I coming through anyone's surround sound system? Hello! You know? I mean, that's amazing to me, actually. I think it's got to be headphones. If you are doing that, I admire your trust that I'm not going to do anything weird. You know, I won't, by the way, but still, you know, more stats. Little quiz, actually, with this one. What percentage of people do you think listen through Spotify? Are you listening through Spotify now? Because, yeah, that's the one. That's where I put the links up. That's what it links to and stuff. But only 4.13% of people use Spotify for this, and Apple Podcasts 1.83%. I thought they were the biggies, so I've been sort of sharing those links. I guess that just shows how little my links do. But yeah, all I've got is the information here. I've got Spotify, I've got Apple, and then there's a thing called Pocket Casts, which is less than both of them. And then there's an Indian platform called JioSaavn, JioSaavn. So that's probably like a internet bot farm or something. And that, I mean, other than those, it just says other apps. And other apps is 93.12% of listeners. So that's probably an accurate thing, isn't it? Like the 93.12, they're probably robots. And then the actual guys are the 4%, or the, what would that be, like 6% together of Spotify and Apple. It's so hard to actually gauge who's listening and who's just some sort of robot thing. But then why would someone program robots to listen? Maybe scanning for adverts or something. They can give me new products or whatever. Maybe they'll be selling me crap nans, Oh, I don't know. I mentioned Argos, I guess, in the last one, the first one. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, who and what and why and how, tell me how you're listening right now. Are you listening out loud from a computer, from Spotify or something? Maybe it's Google Podcasts or YouTube. I've uploaded it everywhere, but I just don't know how to track them all because it just says other apps. But yeah, is there another good free music thing that has books and podcasts and stuff that I'm missing out on? Like, I'm paying out for Spotify now, but I'm thinking, you know, if there's a good free one, help your brother out. I'd like to know. But yeah, why have I got these stats up? I don't know. I thought it'd be a nice little check-in, and maybe I'll get some bods. Some of you lads that love the stats and stuff. Yeah, help me out. But yeah, up to now, I just sort of make these things and then I just hang them in the big internet library in Adam Buxton's giant podcast bin. I throw them in there. But yeah, do you guys know how I can push this out to more kind of good people? I'm very wary of just putting it anywhere, particularly like Facebook or whatever, because then you're just gonna get fucking pricks. So I want premium ears. I want good people that kind of get it, you know? But I don't know. If you've got the knowledge, if you've got the know-how, if you've got a way to manipulate the stats to get them to do stuff and share, I don't know. But yeah, for us though, the existing core, those who have stayed through the stat crunch, the day oneers, let's talk Huayan Shan, which for my ease, I'm just gonna call the Fire Mountain from now. So again, I've got prep. How good's this? So Huayan Shan, literally Fire Flame Mountain, is a scenic mountain and nature reserve in Miaoli County, central Taiwan. It's known for its striking reddish-brown cliffs and eroded ridges, which resemble flames, hence its name. And yeah, we went there the other day and it was fucking nice. Have a little look it up on Google or whatever. Look on my Instagram, I'm gonna put some pictures up. But it's very, very cool. And well, despite its name, it was cool. And yeah, do you remember, it was a few weeks ago that I was telling you guys about the rail bikes and stuff. And we went down the old mining rail lines and whatever. Yeah, to get to these mountains, get to the Fire Mountains, you can obviously drive, or if you're cool like us, you can get a train to Sanyi, which is the same train station that you can use to get to the rail bikes and stuff. And then, yeah, you get a taxi from there to the trailhead, which in itself, I think if we didn't have Google Maps and all this stuff from now, another great, I don't know, product placement or whatever, but how the hell did people find things like this in the past? Unless you're a local, it's amazing. But yeah, because the address, we've got some cats going ham over there. Poor lad. Maybe he's getting attacked by a big squirrel. There's big squirrels in this park. Let's not get sidetracked. But yeah, so we wouldn't have found this place. But again, Ivy's Illuminati Connection taxi app sorted us out. Again, there was no Ubers, but once again, boom, on the money, straight there. And what I'll do actually, if you are one of the ones that's not listening to this for the diary element, if you're listening for actual tips, I'll put a link, you know, I'll put the address that we used so you can copy and paste that into your like cab app or whatever. But yeah, so we did that, and this guy's just, he took us to the start of the route, and then luckily he gave us his card as well, so then we could ring him up later to be picked up. And the start is just, it's underneath a a highway. It's like underneath like a massive motorway, the provincial highway one, where that meets the San Yi Highway overpass, like this massive intersection. And there's just this sort of little gated off car park bit with not many cars actually. So you're thinking, what the hell is this? Like you're looking for a sign or something. Help me, Lord. No, I mean like an actual, you know, like a trail this way or whatever. And I think we did see there's a few arrows and whatnot, but it's not really clear. And yeah, like it was like the first part when you start hiking, that's the worst bit. So you get confused, you're by the road, there's a overpass over you, and you're like, this doesn't look like the ideal, you like the sort of mountain that I was expecting, sort of thing. And the first bit, it's really loud as well, and that's the steepest bit as well. So it's still pretty though, but it's just really loud. You're hearing all the traffic, and it's got these nice rock steps, and the path is really well maintained and everything. And then yeah, and whenever I'm climbing up a place like that, I'm always thinking like I think of the people who have made that path. It's amazing. I mean, they're not little rocks either. They've taken up these hefty, big old, they're massive rocks. So, and then they wouldn't have had to the stairs to climb up, sort of thing. Amazing. But yeah, anyway, thanks to the step makers out there. Maybe the first podcast to shout out the Taiwanese step makers. But yeah, we got up that first, got up that sort of peak bit, that first bit, and then it was already a bit quieter, and then you start to see wildlife, like loads of butterflies were the first thing, loads of little creatures and stuff. Like one, two, skip a few, but we saw a nice, I don't know the name of it, but it was this little lizard, sort of gecko-y, a big gecko, like a, not an iguana, I don't know. But yeah, this mad lizard, and that was fucking cool. But yeah, so we were there on a fucking hot day as well. So all the stuff like monkeys and that they're all going to be away hiding in a cave somewhere, you know, like we should be. But yeah, we cracked on, and as you get high up, like even right at the top, there's still, you've got a bit of shade and stuff from the trees, so it's not too bad. And then pretty early on, you get the view of the Fire Mountain cliffs, and it looks like a big sort of, it looks like the bottom of the sea, but the water's gone, sort of thing. It's kind of like a big natural quarry or something. It's mad, I think they call it the mini Grand Canyon, so that would just then be a regular canyon but a mountain at the same time. It's really alien, amazing. Like, I don't know, look up the place. But it's not like anything else around, and you can see it from the train. So I'm going to try and make a video of our view from the train and then back of the train from the top. That should be pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, so from then on, as you walk, the view just keeps getting a little bit better. Like every single time you get up to a new peak, there's, you know, it's lots and lots of ups and downs, and it is hard going. Like it always feels like you're either going upstairs or downstairs, or, you know, it's there's hardly any flat bits. So we, after a little while, got to this nice little bench and had lunch. And then, of course, like Ivy had a nice, sensible lunch, beautiful, you know, like perfectly thought out and everything. And then I thought it would be a good idea to make this sort of insane calorie bomb of a sandwich. Like we're talking white bread, we're talking a shit load of peanut butter, and then bananas in there as well. And I mean, this sandwich was close to the sandwiches that killed Elvis. You know, all you need to do is, if we'd added in bacon and jam, jello, then you got the Elvis killer. But yeah, so I had that sandwich, and then for about half an hour, I was just fucking buzzing. Like, I felt good, but then, because your body systems have sort of, they've switched from hiking mode to digestion mode. So then everything for a little while just became a big struggle. But yeah, we kept on. And then we reached a point where we'd seen all the peaks and stuff, and it was starting to then look like regular forest and things. So there was a choice, and we're thinking, right, do we just trek back down the known path, or do we press on? And I didn't know at the time, but I had the feeling that we were going just straight on, but we were actually looping back to this highway. But anyway, so I'm glad we pressed on, because yeah, the trees and the landscape, like, it all changed, and it was changed like in another beautiful way, sort of thing. So on the path, it was all like a nice shallow gradient down. It wasn't so much like steps on the way down, so a little bit easier on the knees. Yeah, the path on the way back, fucking hell, it was amazing, because walking through the forest and you start to get all the bug sounds, little chirps, like you can hear it now, but as you go in further in, these bugs, nothing. Have a listen. But the ones there, it was fucking like you were by the speaker at a fucking rave or something, like really, really loud. Like, it was louder than a talking voice, louder than I'm talking to you now. They were amazing. So we're just walking through, I was calling it the screaming forest, and the whole forest, it was like a sort of churning, it's like a mad wall of insect sound, like something out of a horror film, but cool. And yeah, it was a nice distraction as well, because even though it was easier, my knees were starting to feel a bit fucked by the end. So yeah, we went through there and we reached the end of the path, and then it just opened back onto this little road. And then it's just in this little sort of community bit. There's a little restaurant, a temple and stuff, a few houses and that. And then it just leads back out onto that huge main road. And someone there, they'd made a nice little refresher station. Like, they'd left a little tap and some soap and stuff. So used that to cool down a bit. And yeah, just covered in shit from the mountain. Let me get the stats up for that, actually. If you don't know that, that's my little tune of I'm still here, dead air is whatever. But yeah, I should have found this picture, really. Whereas, aha, here we go. So elevation, it's 615 meters. I don't know if that's good or bad. But we're walking for 2 hours. Officially, this is Strava. So moving time, 2 hours, but we were there taking pictures and stuff, so we were there for a lot longer. And the whole thing, it was 6.6K, but again, it was just stairs and stairs and stairs. So keep that in mind if you do want to go. But yeah, it's fucking sick. And yeah, we got to the main road and then remembered that we'd got the card from homeboy from earlier, from our little mate, and he was going to come pick us up. So I messaged him and I've sent him a screenshot of where we were, and he messaged back saying, yeah, my wife is in the car, is that okay? I mean, imagine the prick that's going to go, like, if we were so set in our way, no, you're the driver, you may not bring a wife, like, ditch her by the side of the road and I don't know, spray some perfume so we don't smell her or whatever. But no, of course we said, yeah, that's fine. And so the husband and wife, they showed up, and it was smooth sailing back to the train station. So that, my pedigree chums, was that. And then had some curry, called it a day. And speaking of calling it a day, that's it from me. The triple bill is done. So yeah, be sure to subscribe to the Patreon. I'm gonna, yeah, the things I was talking about, I'm gonna put recordings of that mad walk, like the forest and stuff. So I've got one recording where I was trying to make like a peaceful sound at the top of the mountain sort of thing, but it ended up, I mean, you get the peaceful sounds, but there's all the hikers going by and they're chucking out ni haos like it's fucking Christmas Day. So yeah, he's like, yeah, ni hao, mate, ni hao, trying to be quiet. But yeah, it's nice anyway. So you can sort of, you can put that on and then you got the peaceful sounds, then you got the nice little trekking sound, and then you can count the ni haos. So it'd be like counting sheep or something. But yeah, and then the next one, I've got a recording of the insane screaming forest, as it were. And it's about maybe 10 minutes of that, maybe longer actually. I was just recording, and that forest, it's like nothing I've ever heard. It's crazy. But yeah, I'll put those up. They're going to be, again, Patreon ones, because it's just sounds and messing about and stuff. But yeah, thank you all again for listening. Thanks again to the subscribers. Stat bods, get in touch, you know what to do. But yeah, that's it for now. Thank you all. See you later.
Yeah.